Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Data for at-risk cops has been flagged for retraining missing from an NYPD report. It's Monday, April 1st, and this is your New York Daily News. Monday's forecast calls for light rain in New York City with a high near 52 and a low near 45. Before today's top story, following a wave of college president resignations in New York City, a new batch of school leaders ascended to the top post this difficult school year, pockmarked by campus tensions and high-profile probes. Their early tenures were irrevocably transformed after the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel and the subsequent war in Gaza, as a torrent of student protests and allegations of hate threw the newcomer college presidents into turbulent political waters. The Hunter president, joined by the leaders of Columbia University, New York University, Fordham University, and the New School, reflected at the panel on the difficulties of meeting the moment. All but one, Fordham president Tanya Tetlow, took the helm this school year. Tetlow assumed the role last school year. In the months that followed, some Jewish students felt administrators were not doing enough to combat growing anti-Semitism and foster dialogue on campus. Pro-Palestinian peers accused university officials of bias against them at the behest of donors and free speech violations. Find this story and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
An NYPD year-end report detailing how it works with at-risk officers is missing a key detail: how many of those struggling cops had to repeat the program. But the omitted data on the early intervention program can be found in separate quarterly reports and suggests the NYPD has its own recidivist problem, with 28% of the at-risk cops investigated last year by its early warning system later subjected to another review. EIP is designed to correct performance issues and not viewed as disciplinary in nature. That's a clear sign the early warning system is seriously flawed, said Christopher Dunn, who, as legal director for the New York Civil Liberties Union, monitors NYPD reports for signs of misconduct. Numbers like this suggest the NYPD is not really committed to this system. In 2023, according to a compilation of the data in the quarterly reports, the NYPD reviewed the work of 768 officers who met the threshold for an internal review, such as making three arrests in the prior 12 months that the district attorney would not prosecute, or being accused more than once of using excessive force. Of that 768, 211 officers, 28%, were flagged again later in the year. It was not clear how many of those were then subjected to another EIP review. The 2022 reports don't document officers called onto the carpet more than once. The NYPD noted in a statement that the program's purpose is not to punish officers, but to address concerning issues with mentorship or training. And it said the thresholds that trigger an EIP review are not necessarily indicative of officer misconduct. Therefore, a repeat candidate does not mean the interventions are not working. Indeed, only 168 of those 768 officers were subject to one or more forms of interventions, such as retraining. Randy Desamores, spokesman for the city council, said the numbers reflect a lack of commitment by the NYPD to intervene and correct behavior to prevent harmful conduct before it occurs. When the NYPD did intervene, the measure taken most often, 114 times, was to have a supervisor more closely monitor the officer's body-worn camera footage. In 31 instances, officers had to be trained again to use the cameras properly. The NYPD defended the omission in its year-end report, noting it's not required to by law. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer. Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.